Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Today is Labor Day.
Good morning. Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day. And generally, interesting enough, it's always funny when you think about it. It's Labor Day and everybody's supposed to rest.
Yes. We all love it, though, isn't that? That's one of my favorite holidays, honestly. Yeah.
Take a day off, you know, kind of introducing fall, kind of the before this is really the big holiday before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So we have a chance to, you know, kind of end the summer. It's generally people, it's interesting. I used to be, by the way, when I was a kid, we never started school until after Labor Day.
Right.
But now, because they need the time, but most schools go back in August.
Right.
Even a week or two ahead of time, particularly colleges. So they're actually in school now. And, you know, it's different today, but Labor Day.
Which I think is part of why it's so welcome. Everybody, you know, you've had that shock of getting back into the swing of school and everything, and having that nice long weekend is always a treat in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Ease you back in.
The purpose of it, you know, was to honor and celebrate work. Mm-hmm. And throughout scripture, particularly if you even think of Genesis 1 and 2, you know, he said the first thing, Adam and Eve, I want you to do is get to work, you know, and tend the garden and manage the garden and name the animals. And he said, and the word there is, you know, have good labor, have good occupation in the things that you do. And remember, it's just the day that what do you do during the day? Not necessarily what you earn income for.
Right.
So like a housewife can say, well, I spend my work doing that, and it's noble and it's fantastic, and I should celebrate that, you know. And he said, work is the essence of the nature of God. Mm-hmm. It's progressive, it's movement, it's forward. And we can just look at some really simple things. Think of the simple thing. Think about us, and I was right in the very center of it, the beginning of it, is when a computer was put into business. Mm-hmm. Everything, and I was that way. I was doing mergers and acquisitions, and for a Fortune 500 company. And in order to do a merger or an acquisition, you would have to do modeling. Mm-hmm. Okay, so think of, I have to model, and you got to model all these different scenarios, and
right.
It's very detailed revenue and costs and expenses and balance sheets. And I had to do it on what was called a 10 column with writing the numbers.
Wow.
And you first of all have to make sure it was correct. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, a lot of times it wasn't, had to fix it. And you'd have to either start over or erase or try to do something different. And then you did one, then you had to do another one, and you had to do another one. And it was all arduous stuff. So if mm-hmm. I did like 5 or 6 models a week, which I would need to do like 20 or 30, it'd take me a week to do 5 because of the arduous work. Well, then a computer comes along. Mm-hmm. And you just fill in the detail, and I can just change the model in about 5 minutes.
Right.
It was pretty cool. Okay. Well, did Adam and Eve have that? No. Did they have it in the 18th century, you know, 5,000, 6,000 years later? No. Did they have it in the year 2000, you know, when they were getting smarter? No. Did they have it in the 1970s? Or excuse me, they had it by 2000. I'm talking about 1900. Did they have it in the 1970s? Just started. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, who brought that about? See, God says work brings progression mm-hmm. and discovery and invention, and you move things forward, forward, forward all the time is part of
right.
the nature of work. And we all actually enjoy that, to take what we're doing and move it forward and mm-hmm. come up with creativity and application. He said, and by the way, you can't get to the end of it. So you can't say, even like right now, and of course we have AI, which is, it is a little bit scary because we could quit. In essence, we could quit. Well, we don't need to do nothing. Just let AI take mm-hmm. care of it. And well, let's just stop and let them, you know, take it from here and let machines do it. Why, by the way, there's a problem with that. Machines are amoral.
Right.
and they reflect the morality of the creators of the programming. So, and the danger, by the way, and for Christians, is I start looking at AI as God.
Mm-hmm.
So it's dangerous, but is it going to progress? Yep. Could we use it well? Yeah. Could we contribute to it? Yeah. So work is a very essence of God. And he said, so I want you to honor in America, think of after the Civil War, and it was starting to happen actually in the North prior to the Civil War, was industrialization.
Mm-hmm.
The South was still very labor intensive, which was a whole issue around slavery because they used slaves for labor. And the North had already semi-industrialized. And so when the Civil War came to an end, interesting enough, the North brought the industrialization to the whole country, which is a good mm-hmm. thing. And they did receive it. So we got stronger and stronger and stronger in industrialization, which brought about progress, but it also brought about, let's say, practices that weren't super healthy, like working people too young in the process. And so our country, under our leadership, said, you know, why don't we, first of all, celebrate labor
mm-hmm.
and work, and then let's start working toward making it more healthy as we can. And they have established in 1894 a Labor Day,
mm-hmm.
and it was celebration of work. And so we as believers are called to celebrate work. And God says something cool about, if you walk with me, I'm going to make your work the best possible thing in life.
Mm.
And so go to Deuteronomy 28. First of all, just read verses 1 and 2.
Okay.
Deuteronomy 28, 1 and 2.
Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God.
Yeah. So he sets up the condition. And what's his condition?
If you obey, basically, yeah. and listen to what he says, follow what he says, then these blessings will actually, you're not chasing the blessings will overtake you.
Yeah. So he said, if you hear my voice, understand what I say, and then follow what I say, I'm gonna bless you, not because you're chasing the blessing, it's because mm-hmm. you're following me.
Right.
So as we celebrate work, one thing he wants us to understand is, don't you think you're doing this on your own? If you want to be blessed in your work and enjoy your work, you seek me and I will have the blessing of work, you know, come upon you. Okay, now he tells us an interesting thing about it. So go down now to verse 11 and read verse 11 to 14.
Sure. And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your ground, in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not be beneath, if you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and carefully observe them. So you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them.
Yeah. So remember, he said, if you follow me, I'm going to make you abound. I will bless the work of your hands, which mm-hmm. is my assignment for you.
Right.
Where you work. What do you do every day? I'm going to put that in your possession. And then I'm going to have you be the head and not the tail, because mm-hmm. I will continue to lead and guide you so that you aren't being put somewhere where I don't want you to be.
Right.
And I can guide you so that, because I'm your head, you're going to join me in being the head, and you just be with me, and I'm going to help you never be the tail of the situation where you don't have a choice
mm-hmm.
as to what I would like you to do. And so you look at it real simple is, first of all, I want to rejoice in labor and work. Thank you. Am I enjoying my work? And am I being rewarded for my work? And that's a pretty simple answer. Yes, or not really, or
right.
I'm not sure, or, you know, gosh, I'm not enjoying this, or the income isn't good. And God said, okay, well, follow me. I will make you the head. Now, does that mean you're going to be the head of the company? No. Does that mean you dictate, you know, because you're the only leader of the company? No. It just means that they are not going to be able to force you to be in a position where I could take you somewhere different. Either change the situation you're in with the leaders you have or the work you have or recognize, you know what, you're not in the right spot. You know, we had this great story. I think, yeah, by the time this airs, we would have heard from Alden Light. He just went through that.
Yeah. And he described it all so well. Yeah.
You should go back and look at it. It's, I think, the last week or two of August. But he said, you know, I thought this was good. I found out, you know what? I don't enjoy this.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, yeah, I'm glad you learned that, son. How about
now we can move on?
Now you can follow me, because this isn't my spot for you, because you're the tail here.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to become the head by being led by me, where you're pleasant, you're enjoying work. I can get you there. You know, don't worry. And does it mean it's perfect? No. Does it mean you don't have trouble? No. But fundamentally, you enjoy what you're doing. And so mm-hmm. as we think of Labor Day today, I would just have everybody pause a minute and say, first of all, I rejoice mm-hmm. that the privilege of work is good. Mm-hmm. Help me to be industrious. Help me to be diligent. Help me not to be lazy, not to think I would rather not work,
right?
But rather embrace work. And then two is do a kind of a simple evaluation. How are you doing financially with it? And how are you doing? Are you in your enjoyment level of it?
Mm-hmm.
If either of those two are not great, it's not about you doing something about it. It's you going to God and saying, because of your view of work, and you promise that you will mm-hmm. help me abound in this. And abounding may not even be a lot more financial gain. I'll just help you out to manage it better. But I do want you to enjoy what you do every day. And if you're not, consider going to God and take the time just to ask a simple question. How would you guide me into your very best? Because I love work. I want to be part of work. I rejoice at work. I celebrate work. And when I have this time next year, I want to be able to say, I'm really enjoying my work.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, what a privilege that is. And so, Father, we just thank you for the simplicity of that you actually embrace work. You want to bless the work of our hands, what we're up to. It's an important part of life, and we spend a lot of time doing this. And so we mm-hmm. just pray that we won't reject it. We won't put up with frustration. Rather, we would just seek you of what can we do to move to where you want us to be, to bless us and to give us to be the head, not the tail. And we thank you and pray this now in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, and happy Labor Day to everyone. Thanks for joining us. If you have questions from today's broadcast, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com, and we'll see you next time.
Yep, we'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments, and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.